Oh, that's a brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome to a very exciting VAR show! Yeah, you are listening to the name you can trust. You put it in water, guess what?
What?
It will not rust. The one, the only, DJ Stones. And with me over here is?
With DJ Stones. Is your boy on fleek? DJ Sticks. Always ticks.
Slick. Flick.
What?
DJ Sticks. Oh, DJ Sticks. Yes, and you are listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. So, DJ Sticks, you know, we've had a pretty exciting weeks of football, you know, for football lovers, it's been great, you know, for football players, I don't think as much, for coaches, even worse, you know, but we're going to get into that part in the second segment, you know, that we're going to get into.
Yeah.
But until then,
yes,
we're about to drop it like it's hot. Always. Listen to this tune called In My Soul.
Ooh, In the Soul.
In My Soul.
Let's go.
Enjoy.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ P Dog, and you are tuned in to Active FM. Y'all keep it locked for the very best. We'll be right back.
Alternative.
Welcome back here. We are here right here on the V
A
R show. And you know, before we jump into the main topic of the segment, it's always great, you know, for us to do, first of all, match day roundups. You know, this is where we tell you guys what had happened this week.
The flames.
The flames.
The juice.
The juice. The sauce of the week, you know. So we're going to obviously start off weekend EPL action happened this weekend where we saw some fire. You know, we saw some fire in the light of the masterclass that is Jose Mourinho.
Jose Mourinho.
We saw the penalty extravagance that is Bruno Fernandes.
Oh.
We saw the headbutt phenomenal that is Nicola Pepe. You know, red card headbutt.
Oh, yeah.
The headbutt
That was a nice play.
Okay, so we're going to jump into the first exciting fixture of the weekend, which was Man United, struggling through a healthy West Brom. We saw Everton finally getting a win after a couple of losses, you know.
Yeah.
It's been a long week for them. It's been a long few weeks for them before the international break, having three consecutive defeats.
Oof.
So it was one draw, three consecutive defeats before the international break, you know. And then, shockingly, we have Southampton.
Southampton.
Can we please talk about this for a second?
Southampton.
You know, people wondered what else can happen in 2020.
Yeah.
Southampton.
Yeah.
Having this type of streak. Are you ready for this?
Oh, no, I'm not.
One draw. Three wins. And another draw.
No ways.
That means they've been undefeated for five matches.
No ways.
South freaking Hampton.
What?
Can we please take a moment to understand this? That last season, Southampton was 11th on the log.
That was their final position.
That was their final 11th. Position. 11th.
Ooh.
Currently is standing at 6th with 5 undefeated games before
December. Let's go, Southampton.
You know, are they doing the most right now? There is no.
What?
I don't see anyone who's doing better than them. not even top of the log Tottenham. Okay, besides Tottenham. Then we had Tottenham versus Man City, which was a defense masterclass from Jose Mourinho. Tactical genius, you know.
The man.
22 shots from Manchester City.
22.
5 on target. 4 shots from Tottenham Hotspur. 2 on target.
What?
2 goals.
What?
33% possession. 318 passes with a 73% pass accuracy.
That being Tottenham. Wow.
And they won the game 2-0.
Wow.
That is masterclass at its best.
That's all I can say, you know.
But we're going to go into something more in detail about, you know, these specific fixtures in a few, you know, because it's something that's highlighted even when you look at what has happened here, right?
Yeah.
And then we look at Man United doing what we do best, you know, penalty by Bruno Fernandes.
No.
Hitting it in with the hop. You know, they're trying to say that they must ban that hop.
No.
Because what's happening is that most keepers that save it are forced to jump out of their line. Because, you know, until
that's,
the ball...
That's illegal.
Yeah, so until the ball leaves the spot, you're not allowed to leave your line.
Mm.
So when they hop, they're obviously now leaving their line to save the ball.
Okay. So they're going to ban the hop.
So, no, they're saying that they should ban the hop because it's even like the hop or these weird things that they do.
The stopping.
Because it moves them off the line. And then if the keeper does successfully save it, because they were off the line, it's a redo. Yeah.
Oh, man. No, but listen, that hop, the conversion rate is unfair.
Even Jorginho does the hop, and I think he's missed 2 penalties this season only. And those are the 2 penalties he's missed in a long time.
Long time.
Last season, I think he came out with 100% conversion for penalties.
That's insane.
Just with the hop, you know.
That's
but insane. The thing about the hop is that if you do the hop and you score, it looks cool.
Looks cool. It does.
If you do the hop and it fails, you look stupid. You look dumb.
Disgusting.
Like, what are you doing? Just shoot the ball.
You just passed the keeper.
Yeah, like, why? It's like that, the panaka that guy tried to do.
Lookman.
Yeah, so comes off well, like Messi. It looks nice. Like, oh my gosh, you just chopped the keeper. And a penalty.
Oh, no.
Wow. You do it wrong, you're like, what the hell are you doing, nigga? What the hell are you doing, man? Just shoot at the left corner. Like, to shoot at the left corner, the top corner or something.
Yeah, do it like Vardy.
Do it like Vardy.
Vardy, man.
Just shoot.
Vardy doesn't play. Doesn't have time for halves, that guy.
Then an interesting match as well was Liverpool versus Leicester City. You know, people were very worried about Liverpool going into that match.
Yep.
But what came out was also a masterclass, you know. Leicester City was outplayed.
On every department.
On every department,
every
you know.
Form,
24 yeah. shots
Oof.
With 13 on target
Oof.
For Liverpool.
What?
Leicester City had 11 shots and only 4 on target, you know. 57 position to Liverpool to Leicester City's 43. 572 passes with an 85% pass accuracy.
What?
To Leicester City's 441 with a 78% Oof. Pass rate. A goal from Diego Jota and Roberto Firmino. You know,
yeah,
you see that celebration
yeah,
at
yeah,
the end
yeah,
with the shooting
yeah,
guns.
Yeah, yeah.
And an own goal by Johnny Evans.
Man,
this was an interesting week, man. And then next up, you know, what we look at is, because the show is coming out and there is no yet the second part of the UEFA matches. You
yeah.
know? We've seen the Tuesday games. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
what are we going to comment about? Them games, you know, because there's a reason why I remembered, you know, to go through this.
Oh, there's a reason.
There's a reason, and it's going to be the first thing I talk about.
Okay, let's go.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Barcelona, I'm joking. Manchester United 4, Istanbul, I can't say the second part of the name, 1.
The curse is broken.
Yes, finally.
The Istanbul curse is broken.
Oh, I can't believe we lost first leg, man.
No, but listen, I was happy as well, man. As a Manchester, you know,
that
name, you know.
That name has to be held well.
Man.
You know, the setup of the squad was what intrigued me, you know.
Yeah.
We had Lindelof, we had our normal back, Lindelof, Harry Maguire, Wan-Bissaka, Telles. Lindelof was taken off beginning of second half for Axel. And then this is where it started shocking me, you
okay.
know. Because normally they would pair Fred with McTominay or Fred
yes.
and Pogba.
Yeah.
Now, I remember a couple of shows back, I spoke about the fact that they need to start playing Van der Beek.
Yeah.
They can play Van der Beek as a
mm-hmm.
that defensive midfield
yeah.
role that they put Pogba or McTominay because he can play as a tireless box-to-box midfielder.
Yeah.
So they did that yesterday.
Yay!
So they paired him up with
yeah.
with Fred, and then they had Rashford, Bruno Fernandes, Martial.
What?
And then the center striker was Cavani.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it should be.
That was crazy. And then they had on the bench, they had Mason Greenwood. They brought in Mason Greenwood. They brought in Matic. They brought in Daniel James.
Ah, nice.
Brandon Williams, who's back off of injury. And obviously, as I said earlier, Axel. Now, you know, Axel for me is a brilliant defender. Flipping hell. Like, I watched him in the PSG game. I hope they start him again.
Yeah.
He pocketed Pogba. I mean, Mbappe, he put them in his pocket, you know.
In his pocket.
It's like his pocket was just filled with PSG players, you know. That's crazy. But another match that was quite awesome was the Chelsea versus Rennes. So the match ended off 2-1 to Chelsea, which means that both Chelsea and Sevilla have made it through to the knockout stages for UEFA Champions League, even if they lose their upcoming 3 matches.
They done. It's done.
Because none of the other two teams will have enough to capture. So the other two teams are now trying to
fight for Europa
because they're both at 1 point, whereby Sevilla and Chelsea are at 10 points each.
Oof.
Yes. So I'm not going to really go into the Sevilla game because that also tells you what has happened.
Yeah.
Then, as well, the man himself, the myth, the legend, Mr. Golden Boy,
yeah.
Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
Borussia Dortmund.
Uh-huh.
3-0 to Club Brugge.
What?
You know, 2 goals for Haaland, 1 goal from Sancho. Sancho scored a beautiful free kick.
Stunner.
Masterpiece. Left hand, just trying to check. Left hand corner. Left hand corner. You know, it's something he really needed. Erling Haaland, though.
No, listen.
Like, that guy is on his own level. Like, I feel like I'm going to convert from a Cristiano Ronaldo supporter to an Erling Haaland supporter.
Full time.
Erling Haaland is better than Messi.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Definitely.
No.
Definitely.
No, let's not go into that.
He's like the greatest player
not now.
Of all time.
See what you guys do. you compare these upcoming people to the greats. No, not now. Not yet.
If you look at his current form, you know, that's what's making him great.
He is.
And the team he's playing for. Because look, as much as Mbappe is a brilliant player, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he is.
Very good.
Mm.
But. Both. We can't really, you know, put his achievements on a club level, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When we want to see him shine, we have to see him shine in UEFA.
Mm.
We can't see him shine in his league because, to be fair, you know, his league is it's hard-ish.
Yeah.
But for PSG, you know, they've formified that league.
Yeah, they've just... The gap is too big.
The gap is too big. Mm. You know, like, in December, they can be 10 points behind. We know they're going to catch up.
We know.
And now, Borussia Dortmund isn't like that, you know?
Yeah.
They are a good side. But I look at the current Borussia Dortmund side, you know, it's young players.
Mm.
Just the starting lineup for that match, you had about four players, right? Four of their starting players who are all under the age of 21 or are 21 and lower.
What?
Three of that four are all under the age of 20.
What?
So Erling Haaland, Giovanni Reyna, and Jude Bellingham are all under the age of
20.
Being about 18, 17, and I think... Yeah, 18. Yes, and then they have another player that's upcoming called Youssef, right?
Mm.
Who's also 16.
What?
So this is a bunch of young players competing...
Boys.
You know, with the likes of Robert Lewandowski.
Thomas
Müller. Leon Bailey.
What?
You know?
Yeah.
Kevin Folland from Leverkusen.
Ooh.
You know, so it's not... They're not small-time players.
No, they're not.
And you look week in, week out, he is performing.
That guy,
you know, he is performing. Haaland is performing.
He's something else.
He is something else. He comes to UEFA, he does what he needs to do. He goes to his league, he does what he needs to
do.
You know?
Cup games is there.
Cup games, he's there.
Everywhere. No way.
And that's why I think he, for me, I'd favor him above Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah.
Because I can see someone like him going into another league and still being consistent. Yeah. Because when he moved from Salzburg to Dortmund, he didn't slow down. In fact, he did more.
Hat-trick, first game.
You see, hat-trick, first game.
Who does that?
Which was a very, very big thing. But another person in that group was Lazio versus Zenit. Lazio coming out with 3-1, which means that they're second in the group right behind Borussia Dortmund. And it's still a tight one, you know, because it still gives space for Club Brugge. If they can win their next two games and Lazio wins one of their next two games or loses, then loses and draws their next games, that means they're out.
What?
So it's a real contest between the two. I think if Borussia Dortmund wins their next game, they are automatically through.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's a big one. And games that are coming up today are games you can look for are Inter Milan versus Real Madrid.
Ooh.
You know, that's going to be a big game. Mm. Olympiacos versus Man City is another game I'll be looking forward to.
Not big.
So now, you know, looking at all of this, looking at how everything is just piled up together, looking at how they went from international break
straight into the action,
and you look at some of the results, and I watched some of these games, you know. I took the time to watch some of these games before I could build up this argument. And we've spoken about this before, especially when it was said a few weeks back.
Yeah.
But I think that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Jürgen Klopp were right again. And this just proves it, you know. Mm. I looked at the Tottenham versus Man City game. And now, look, I'm not giving an excuse. Like I said as well, when I said the results, you know, it was a defense masterclass.
Yeah.
But as well, we need to take into consideration that a lot of these players, especially on the Man City side, went and played UEFA National Leagues.
Yeah.
And with Riyad Mahrez going to play CAFCON qualifiers.
Yeah.
Which is not the same as a friendly.
Mm,
you know, an international friendly is all good and well.
Yeah.
You are playing football and it's taxing on the body, but you're not playing at a competitive level.
Yeah.
So you're not really pushing yourself
that much.
You even want, you're not playing hard because you don't want to get injured.
Yeah.
But now when you're playing, you're like Euro Nations League, or AFCON qualifies, you play, like you look at people like Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
The match he was playing was determining whether Belgium or England makes it through to the knockout stages of the thing. So, you know, it was an actual, you know, competitive match. Laporte was playing Nations League. Diaz, Nations League. Walker, Nations League. Jesus, was playing, I think it was either FIFA qualifications or the Cup.
It was the World Cup qualifications, but South America.
Yes, the South American ones.
Yeah.
And then you look, so majority of these players, Bernardo Silva,
also
was playing
for Portugal.
Was playing for Portugal. So these players are obviously coming back in very tired, you know.
Mm.
They're not going to play that fast-paced football. You know, Ferran Torres hat-trick against Germany. You know, so it's not easy still.
Yeah.
And they're coming in, they're tired, you know.
They fly 16 hours.
And even
flight.
With this UEFA Nations League, it's not like they're playing two matches in the same place.
Mm-mm.
They would play 1 week here, and then they'll fly off to
away.
Another place. And if they play two away games, right? So let's take someone like Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
If they played an away game and a home game, right? So they play away to whoever, and then they played home to England. That means that he would have been at the place where they're playing first, then he would have flown to Belgium to play, and then he would have gone to England for his Man City game, which also takes a toll on the body. There they are playing on Saturday. They're playing in the later slot, but it's still Saturday, so he's finishing on Wednesday. Thursday he has training. Friday he has training.
Saturday it's match day. League. Tough match.
Tough game. It's against Tottenham, you know. And now, again, Wednesday he has UEFA Champions League. There's not enough time for rest, you know. As a football fan, I really love to watch a lot of soccer.
It's good for us.
But it's not good for the players because out of this can come a lot of injuries.
Yeah. And then that's the point of watching many games, but the players aren't playing. They aren't themselves.
And a team that I was shocked that won was Liverpool's win over Leicester City, because putting their injuries aside, you know, also a lot of these players went for international break
as well. Yeah.
So it was really crazy to see that they were able to pull a 3-0 victory over Leicester City.
And dominated,
you know? And Robert Firmino scored a home goal. So that,
was big.
The gods were on their side. I think now we're going to see a bit more of Divock Origi.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe not, because Sadio Mane is back. But it would be good to see the dormant striker come back.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys really enjoyed this segment. You know, I really feel like I did enjoy it, especially the part that I get to rant about the fact that that's the reason why United only won by one goal. You know, West Brom rested for about 2-3 weeks
before that match.
Yeah, because they barely had players going on international break.
And they had no UEFA.
And they have no UEFA, you know. So United literally went from hecticness to West Brom, who was arrested. They looked like peak. They came out there looking like peak time Barcelona, like they're ready to win a treble or something. So I really hope you guys enjoyed that segment. But don't go anywhere and listen to this song. Do you know what the song's called? It Will Be Alright. So it will be alright, everyone.
Just what we need. Yeah.
Just what we need. Enjoy. Yes.
When I see the stars light up the sky, they let me know that you're here in the night. It has to be dark before it is light. It won't be long till the sun will rise. Oh, I know it'll be will be alright. Oh, I know it will be alright. When my days are done and my body fails me, I will see your face with your arms embrace me. But until that day that I rise to heavens, I will run this race. Through it all sing praises. Through it all sing praises. Through it all. On the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship. We on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it. Keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing. Keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling. Keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music by Active Worship on all platforms.
Welcome back. Yeah, you are listening to the
V-A-R
show. Yeah, we're going to jump straight into it, you know.
Right again.
Two big pieces of news, you know, that have come out. The first one, Erling Haaland winning the Golden Boy. Now, we're not going to really, because we spoke a lot about it in the first part. Just, does he deserve it or was there someone else?
No way.
You, in your mind?
No. There was no one else.
At least let me finish the sentence.
There was no one else.
You know, maybe it was him. Phil Foden, you know.
What? No. Yes, no.
Kylian Mbappe, though, you know.
No.
He won.
No. He won his in 2018.
What does he want? So, yes, the golden boy, Erling Haaland. I still think there's many more trophies to come under his belt. I've been screaming his name for a while now. If you think I'm lying, if you think I'm one of those who only came on his train, like recently,
yeah.
I've been screaming his name.
We dare you.
Since I first saw him in Salzburg. I even remember speaking and saying that I remember watching one of his games for the Norwegian under 20 squad where they won, I think, 10-0 or something. Ooh. And they started, they looked like they were scoring for fun. I think they stopped scoring for sportsmanship because they could have scored more.
Yeah.
They could have scored more, but it was for sportsmanship. Like, guys, 10 is enough. Okay, 11, just maybe 11. But, you know, I think two players came out there with a hat-trick.
What?
And also after the match against Liverpool, I was screaming his name. I used to tell everyone, watch out for Haaland.
And look at him now.
Golden boy. And I can see, potentially, if he doesn't get, you know, one of those injuries that shape his game.
Let's scar him,
And if he doesn't change, because one thing I liked about Haaland, and I've expressed this before, is that he's not become a celeb.
No, he's not.
And I've enjoyed that about him.
Yeah.
He's focused on his football.
Yeah, you don't see him posting all sorts of stuff.
You see a very nice attitude out of him.
Yeah.
You see it in his celebrations.
Yeah.
You see it, like, they'll take him out of a match. And he's fine. He'll walk off. He's not angry. He'll walk off. And it's a heated match. You know? I remember the Clasica last season.
Yeah.
They took him off because he wasn't playing that good. And he was sad because, you know, he could play better.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see in a player.
Yeah.
And he wasn't angry or ignoring the coach. And, like, people, if you've listened to our previous shows, you know that's what I dislike about Mbappe.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw that, he lost all respect for me because, you know, he's become this big star and now he's getting arrogance and stuff.
Demanding and, game time and yeah. all sorts of stuff.
And for me, I enjoy that about Haaland. And I think he deserves this golden boy thing. And I think he deserves even more next season.
Yeah.
I personally, I think he is currently in the top 5 best players of the world.
He is.
At the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring me your chips right now. I'll put my chips in. I'll go all in. And we'll have a debate. And I'll probably win.
Erling Haaland.
And the last thing I want to talk about, right? Is another person in the top 5.
Oh, yes. He's in.
Who's currently playing at his peak at the age of 39.
Ah, he made the top 5.
He created the... He's not in the top 5 because he created the top 5.
They're all his.
Top 5 people who are wanting to be like this guy. The person who's taking a legal suit action against FIFA and FIFPro. The man, the myth,
the one,
the legend.
Come on.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Man.
You know, Zlatan is on his own type of form right now.
Leave that guy. Leave him.
Like, I don't understand even what's going on in his mind right now.
He's not okay.
He's not okay.
He's not okay.
Like, the only thing that could slow him down is the fact that he pulled a hamstring, so he's off for 2 weeks. Defenders couldn't stop him.
What?
Goalkeepers couldn't stop him.
Are you kidding me? Corona couldn't stop him.
Corona couldn't. He came out of COVID looking like he never even had the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Looked like COVID had him.
It looked like COVID had him. COVID did not survive. That's why the rates went down.
The cases
went down. In 6 matches.
What?
He had 1 assist.
What?
2 yellow cards.
Yeah.
And 10 goals.
Yeah.
In the Serie A.
What?
This is crazy. And this is not last season. This is this season.
Now.
Yeah. So in the past 6 Serie A games that he played, he has scored 10 goals.
It's only him.
Only his Zlatan.
Only him.
And with that, AC Milan has actually gone on an unbeaten streak.
Mm.
They unbeaten. Have not lost a game.
Since.
Since.
This guy.
That is crazy.
Zlatan has rubbed off. On them.
Yes, Zlatan, it's now become Zlatan Milan. ZC Milan.
Zlatan, Zlatarona. They've been diagnosed.
ZI Milan, Zlatan Ibrahimovic's Milan.
Yeah, Zlatan 19.
Zlatan 19, yes. And he's also unhappy with EA Sports because he doesn't know why they're using his face and voice for FIFA.
What?
And he was not asked for consent. But that's news for another day. If you guys want to find us, you guys can catch us on www.activefm.co.za. If you guys want to catch our amazing shows, you know, all of our other shows that we've gone through, you guys can find us on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many, many more. If you guys want to communicate with us, you know, you want to, you know, send us a picture of your favorite soccer player, you guys can find us on Instagram at ActiveFM777 or on Facebook /ActiveFM. If you want to say hi to us, you guys can catch us on Twitter at ActiveFM or on Parler at ActiveFM. But from me, the host you can trust, the name that never rusts, DJ Stones.
And the man on fleek himself, DJ Sticks, always ticks, always slick.
We are signing out. Peace.
I can't really dance, I can hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump, my fears begin to fade, my faith explodes right now. I can't keep it in.